What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is, what, Thursday, March 16th? It's time for another recap show, Talking Arrow, now available on iTunes. Normally, I have my partner in crime, Miss Anna B. from Australia, but she happens to be out of town. She hasn't seen the episode yet because I tagged her in one of my Instagram stories, and I was like, oh, damn. She's like, I haven't watched it. Okay, that's like a British accent. It's not even Australian. But still, she hadn't watched it, and then she just tweeted me a clip. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then she dropped the bomb. But we'll talk about what we're talking about right there in that tweet in just a few. We're going to be talking about Arrow's episode Checkmate that aired last night. Man, there was definitely some chess playing in this episode. I thought it was probably, would I call it the best episode of the season? Pretty damn close. Definitely got to say, for me, this was definitely the best fighting of the season. Holy crap, I'll get to that later. But let's start off at the beginning. I definitely was a fan of Oliver showing up at the temple. And those, like, monk temple wannabe ninjas were like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. If you used to be a person, blah, 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 blah. And then they whip her. Oliver just showed them all up. And then, of course, down the stairs comes his old teacher from back in the day where we're seeing the flashbacks back in Russia, Talia. Or Thalia, whichever one you want to say, but we'll call her Talia. And then she just seriously drops the bomb, and she happened to be Ra's al Ghul's other daughter, which I didn't even know about. I mean, I had heard rumors just for the fact that Anna B. had mentioned something, I think. I think it was her that mentioned something about it, that there was another daughter. But she just straight up, in the beginning of this episode, just dropped one serious bomb and said, I never told you my dad. Bam! So it's obvious that she's pissed off that Oliver killed her dad, and then she drops on another bomb and tells her that Adrian Chase is Prometheus. I just thought that was great. And then, you know, Oliver goes back, and then he's just like, he straight up goes into that conference meeting, and I have to say, Adrian Chase, I don't know who the actor is, I haven't looked his name up, but just, this dude is one serious douchebag, hilarious villain. I love this guy. He is such... Oh, man. And I see why they called this episode Checkmate. But, oh, man, it was just, and I agree with him. And he makes that line saying that he's glad that it's all out in the open now and there's no more secrets. I am, too, because he is such a douchebag. Not only is he a douchebag to Oliver, and Oliver can't do anything about it. Dog and Detective Lance, they want to do something. He's like, get away from me. Oh, dude, I thought that was hilarious. I don't know the actor's name, but kudos to this dude. He is doing a great job as a total. He kind of reminds me of a younger brother, Christian Bale. Am I the only one? I don't know. Let's see what else. We'll get to Felicity in a second because I think this episode was just badass. The ending was dope. I have to say, anybody that's been listening to my recaps knows that I am not a fan of Curtis out on the streets. No, I think he's better as a tech dude. But I am a fan of those little phantasm robot balls that he has. When they went through the walls, those were pretty dope. So he needs to stay out of the streets, stay off of them, and just stay behind a computer and making crap, because that's his forte. That is what he's good at. I just don't like him as a superhero. Nope, not at all. The ending of this, hands down, I think, probably one of the best fight scenes of the series for me. And I would have to say the best fight scenes of this season. Every time Arrow does fight Prometheus, I think it's great. But this one here, man, this was just, I have in my notes, it was just a straight slugfest. That's what it was. Adrian Chase and Arrow fighting it out. I mean, it was, whoa. I mean, I felt it. Seriously, you could feel the hate between these two guys. I thought it was awesome. So shout out to the stunt team and everybody that was involved in that. I felt it. It was, man, it was good. And then at the end, just when you think, Oliver has, or Arrow has the upper hand because he is beating the crap out of him, Talia shoots an arrow into his leg. I'm like, what the hell? I did not see that coming. That was another emotion. I was like, oh, crap, this is not going to be good. So, of course, the team can't get to Oliver fast enough, and Talia and Chase take Oliver to a secret hideout, which, by the way, next week's episode looks pretty – he's going to get tortured. By Chase. So how much can Ollie take? I think he's going to be able to take a lot. I think a lot of stuff's going to resurface. I think it's going to be crazy. And I think this, I don't know, by the way of the commercial, and of course commercials can be wrong, it seems like it's definitely going to push Ollie really to the edge. So I'm looking forward to seeing that happen. Sucks about what's her name? I don't know. I remember her name, but Chase's wife, Adrian Chase's wife. Dude, I did not even see that coming either. I forgot to bring that up before I jumped to the kidnapping. Dude, when he was hugging her, I was like, don't. And he straight up killed his wife, too. That dude just does not care. That's what's crazy about this guy. I think Spartan was like, whoa, 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 what's going on? When I saw the knife drop and it was bloody, I was like, oh, crap. But yeah, I thought that was awesome. But even when they brought up the wife, though, and I think, what was it, Dog and Detective Lance were talking to him. How come? That's the one thing that bothered me about this episode, is that Adrian Chase didn't have any bruises. He definitely had his face bashed in a couple of times when they were fighting. And then when he sees him, like, not a scratch. So that kind of bothered me. But I can look over that, because this episode was just great. So yeah, I'm curious to see how next week's episode's going to be. It's going to be intense. I think it's going to be really, really intense. Briefly, Felicity. I don't know what's going on with Felicity. I'm like with Ollie. I don't know if I can. Her not being there, and you could just tell she's getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And the Helix is just loving it. They're like, we'll give you this. It's like a drug dealer. That's what it is. That's the Helix, and all the information is the drug for Felicity. And she's going to get too deep into it. And Oliver even tells her that it's not going to go well for keeping secrets. But I don't know. I'm not liking this. She's kind of slacking on the team. And I mean, Curtis is there, but still, I have a feeling this is not going to go well at all. So, but yeah, this episode, great episode. Thumbs up. If I had to give a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 10. I really enjoyed this episode. That ending, man, I was just like, oh, like just body bow, and bombs dropped, and checkmate, definitely. So kudos to everybody involved in the episode. That's it for this review. Hopefully next week, Anna B will be back, and she'll be able to watch the episode. And then we can kind of talk together about it. I know we've been kind of missing back and forth with us, but I'm here, and now she's here, and we're all cut up and all that good stuff. Well, at least I am. I'm being responsible this time. So if you want to hear more of our recaps, she actually does some recaps, and I kind of do a little commentary over it as well, because just if you want to check that out, it got pretty interesting couple of episodes. You can go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow on iTunes, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find Arrow there, plus other shows. And then, of course, my blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything is on my blog. If you scroll up to the top, you'll see something that says podcasts. So everything is there as well. But everything's on my blog, my Snapchat, my Instagram, all that good stuff. But just in case, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook is iWatchMike. My blog, we already know, iWatchMike.com. If you want to check out Anna B, she is a bigger fan of Arrow and The Flash. And I do a recap show for The Flash as well, which I'm going to have to watch this week's episode sometime soon and record that sucker soon. But yeah, you can follow her on Twitter at Traveler15. All right, people. So that's it for the Arrow recap show. Don't forget, Talking Arrow on iTunes. Check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Have a great week. Bye-bye.